Welcome to the Building America from the Inside Out podcast, where we work to find actionable solutions to issues facing our country today. I'm your host, JC Pohl, and I am so glad you're here as we work together to build America from the inside out.
Well, hello there. Hope you're doing well and having a great day. Wanted to visit with you on a topic that I'm super passionate about. Hopefully it's a topic that you'll be interested in as well. And that is the issue of entrepreneurs and schools. Who is failing who? You know, everywhere I turn on Facebook or in the media or just in books that we read, entrepreneurs are always just bagging on school, saying how it doesn't work. Whether it's looking at someone like Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates that, you know, dropped out of college or even, you know, one of my favorites, someone who's actually changed my life, Robert Kiyosaki, with his famous book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, Kiyosaki's whole philosophy is built around this idea that, you know, school is a negative experience for entrepreneurs. It doesn't teach us about financial freedom. It doesn't teach us about money. And it doesn't teach us, like, how to make good decisions that will lead to success. It really only grows, you know, and that's kind of why I want to do the podcast here. It only grows kind of factory workers, right? Like he kind of looks at schools like these puppy mills that are just putting out students that have no talents or resources to really bring the world around them, especially when we look at entrepreneurship. And so the reason I want to do this is obviously I work in schools. I visit many schools. I see people like Robert Kiyosaki on my Facebook feed because I am a huge fan of him. And I see a lot of stuff kind of thrown at schools. And I saw this meme or quote or whatever came up on my Facebook feed from this guy, Anuncio Inv. I don't know who he is. I don't know exactly how he's had success as an entrepreneur, but this is what his thing said. And it was on like a Business Insider's post. It said, "I didn't fail school. School failed me. Schools fail entrepreneurs every day." And that just really bothered me because, like I said, I work in schools. I went to school. I am an entrepreneur. And I think the way that Kiyosaki and this Anuncio guy is looking at schools is like way off base. Like Kiyosaki, unfortunately, I mean, the dude's like way smarter than me, but he is looking at his version of school from like what? Like the 50s, 60s, or 70s or whatever, right? I don't think that he's looking at today's schools. And this Anuncio guy, what I would say him is it sounds like he did not have a good experience in school, because let me tell you what some of the schools are doing that I visit on a regular basis. All right. You know, at its most basic level, like when we look at being an entrepreneur or being a creative executive or, you know, just being someone kind of in business or in the world, it's like creating things and making new things and making our country and our world more exciting. School is just teaching those basic skills, right? Like we can all agree on that. Just basic skills, how to read, how to do math, leadership opportunities and potential, how to research things, how to go to the library and look up a book, how to go to a website and look up information, how to interact with other people. You know, Robert, Kiyosaki, Anuncio, do you think that some of these skills are used by entrepreneurs? Do you ever use these skills? I mean, Robert, are people using the skill of reading to read all the books that you sell? I think they are. Did you use the skill of writing to write these books and do all your marketing work? I think you are. So school did serve some purpose for you on these basic skills. Now, let's leave the 50s and 60s and 70s and pull us up to speed into 2019, all right? This is where schools are at now. The good schools, the ones I visit, the ones that are kicking butt, they're teaching new skills as well. So not only are they looking at reading and math and, you know, research and writing and all that kind of stuff, they're working on skills like resiliency, teaching kids how to cope with mental health issues. They are growing different movements on campus, whether it's, you know, taking care of the earth or cleaning up the school or an anti-bully movement or a kindness matters movement. They are working to grow better individuals. They are working to give students a voice. We've seen, you know, not only in the media now, we've seen teenagers have a voice, but, you know, on campus, kids are becoming more involved. Clubs are more prevalent on a lot of campuses. Student leadership groups. You know, when I was in student leadership, there was like 7 of us. Now I go to schools where the student leadership group, like there's literally 107 kids, okay? So these social skills are being developed along with these more traditional basic skills, science, math, reading, all that stuff. So Robert Annunzio, do you think the skills of resiliency and coping skills and how to grow movements and how to have a voice and all these social skills are things that entrepreneurs use, things that creative executives use, things that creative people use, things that human beings use? I argue they would be. So let me take you in a little bit deeper, guys. Let me just tell you a little bit more how schools are not failing entrepreneurs. Like even my son goes to Dripping Springs Elementary School out where we live. He's 5 years old. He's in kindergarten, okay? But they have this great program there. It's called Leader in Me. It's based off Stephen Covey's famous book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, a book that I'm sure many, many, many entrepreneurs have read. And so now they develop these like 8 habits that they're teaching kids. Habits like being proactive, begin with the end in mind, putting first things first, thinking win-win, how to synergize things, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Like all these great habits that my 5-year-old and every other kid on this campus is learning. Robert Annunzio, do you think that some of these habits and skills will help entrepreneurs and help creative executives and creative people be better at their jobs and make more money and be more successful? Oh, and by the way, on this campus, the 5th graders, as well as every other elementary campus in the district, are sent to this really cool camp called Camp Champions, where they are doing ropes courses and creative things and climbing poles and ladders and going across ropes that are super high in the air, learning to work through adversity, learning teamwork, learning to be creative, learning to solve issues. Robert Annunzio, do you think that Camp Champions is giving these kids the skills to be a successful entrepreneur one day? Or is this like just something that they were doing in the 50s, like when you went to school, or Annunzio, wherever the heck you went to school? Were they doing this at your school? Maybe, maybe not. Let me take you a little bit deeper. A school counselor I work with, Carrie Wimberly, down in Texas. She's awesome. All right. She's running our Rising Up coaching program down there. It's our social emotional based curriculum that we learn. It's basically, for lack of a better word, it's a mentoring style curriculum. So she's taking high school kids into middle school classrooms, and these kids are actually teaching guidance lessons, all right? They're teaching social and emotional lessons to these younger kids. So not only are her high school kids being given a leadership opportunity, being given a voice, being given the opportunity to mentor others, they're also being given the opportunity to think creatively. I mean, her coaching program has been awesome. They've come up with new ideas. They've taken our curriculum and grown it. They've addressed the needs and the critical issues on their campus and in their community. And they become a huge resource. Robert and Annunzio, do you think these skills are skills that will help these kids be better creative executives one day, be better entrepreneurs, be better creative people? I think so. I think so, Robert and Annunzio. Or let me just give you one last one. Tamara Givens out in California. All right. If all this stuff is just too easy and too soft for you and not really related to entrepreneurship and everything that you teach in your books and that you're posting on Facebook, let me tell you what Tamara does. Every year, her student government team, or her ASB, launches a yearly theme. All right. They go into retreats, they spend the summer working on this, and they launch a marketing campaign at the beginning of every school year that drives their culture all year long. They are changing culture with the way they are marketing their school, their program, and marketing their culture. Robert Annunzio, are these things that entrepreneurs are doing? Are these things that the creative executives that I used to work with at Disney are doing? You see, this is 2019, guys. And Mr. Kiyosaki, I know that your book is super famous. I know that Rich Dad, Poor Dad changed my life. But dude, get with the times, man. Get with the times. Schools are changing. And if they're not changing, well, then we got a problem, because we got to bring these schools up to speed. And so if we really want to build America from the inside out, let's question this idea that schools don't work. Schools are these vibrant learning centers with hundreds, sometimes thousands of kids on campus, where clubs and programs and different classes and extracurricular activities are being born and bred and built. I mean, heck, guys, you know, I learn more on the football field that I use every day being an entrepreneur. And I learned that at school. I learned that at school, right? I would not have played high school football without high school, all right? So stop looking at these things in like some little small little window, okay? Look at the big picture and look at schools where they're at today. And if your schools are not doing this, if you don't feel that your school is a vibrant center, an appetite for learning, a place where culture is built and kids feel connected, pressure your school to be better. Pressure them to be more entrepreneurial. Pressure them to bring things up to speed. Our kids deserve this. And encourage your kids to engage and grow and find their voice on campus. And Anuncio, I don't really know who you are. I looked you up on Twitter. You've got like 100 followers, so I don't know exactly what you do or why you think schools failed you as an entrepreneur. But Robert, you're a hero of mine. You're a leader in our country. You're a leader in our communities. You are a financial educator. Dude, let's use some of your money to make schools better. Instead of sitting there on Facebook and YouTube and all your podcasts bashing schools and saying how they're not working and how they're not good, why don't you start stepping up and making things better? Kind of like Bill Gates has done with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They've gone in, they've made schools better, they've made communities stronger, they've made things awesome. You're a smart dude. Why don't you do that as well? So I'm a little fired up right now. Hopefully this podcast gets you guys fired up to just, you know, make sure our schools are amazing and to push back on some of this narrative that school isn't working. Because let me tell you something. I went to school and I had a great time in school. And I visit schools every day. And as an entrepreneur, we bring in money. We have success. You know, we've built a company with employees that's reaching students across the country. And none of this would have happened if I wouldn't have gone to school. Like literally, if I wouldn't have gone to college, I would not have met the co-founder of Teen Truth, and Teen Truth probably would have never have been founded. So all of this is happening because of school. So instead of this negative narrative of why it's not working, let's start looking at what is working and how to help guys like Anuncio not feel like school failed them. Because maybe they just had a bad experience because schools are kicking ass right now.
This has been Building America from the Inside Out with JC Pohl. If you enjoyed the show, like, share, and subscribe. Your feedback helps guide the show, so don't hesitate to reach out to us at jcpohl.com or on the JC Pohl Facebook page. Enjoy your week, focus on solutions, and thanks for working together to build America from the inside out.